Chapter 7. Why do we have so many questions? In spite of listening to the masters and the teachers, and in spite of reading many, many books, there is still no conviction. And because we lack conviction and confidence, we are left with many unanswered questions. Where were those questions prior to beingness? Where will those questions be after you leave the body? Maya, Brahma, Paramatma, God, Master, all these spiritual terms are merely concepts which came along with the body. This is not to say that they are bad concepts, but while you are using these concepts, I advise you to also identify the invisible listener, the invisible witness within you. You can see different worlds. You can see everything in your dreams. When you are dreaming and in deep sleep, you assume many forms: human beings, animals, the sun and moon, gods and goddesses, etc. You can manifest in various forms simultaneously. This means that the whole world is projected in a dream along with you. You are watching the dream, witnessing the dream. When you wake up, you will usually say, "I had a very good dream," or "I had a very bad dream." Who is videoing that dream? Who or what appears in the dream world? It is your selfless self. The same thing happens in this life. You take the form of a human being, and through this form, you're able to see the entire world. Your invisible identity, which is unknown to you, appears as your father, mother, sister, master, God, etc. Your identification with the body form has created all this confusion, which in turn has given rise to endless questions. All your questions are body related. You are not the body. You were not the body. You are not going to remain the body. You are totally formless. I am telling you again and again, you are totally formless. But in order to have that spontaneous conviction, you need to follow a disciplined practice. Continuous self-hammering is needed. I am Brahma. Brahma I am. Brahma is a name that has been ascribed to ultimate truth, the final truth, that you are. You are Brahma, your ultimate truth. Brahma or ultimate truth is not separate from you. So stop counting yourself as the body form. Stop considering yourself as some kind of small, insignificant, powerless, illusory body form. You are seriously underestimating yourself. You do not know your own greatness. The fact is that you are vast. You have tremendous powers, strength, and energy. This knowledge is rare. It is priceless, but sadly, because it is offered free of charge, it is not really valued. If I were to charge something, then the response would be different. Oh yes, this master has given us great knowledge. Such is the world we live in today. I am presenting you with your reality. I am placing the facts of your existence before you. I am not giving you any theories of Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God or Master. These are nothing but words and names. You are ultimate truth. You are Almighty God. It is a fact. Therefore, Bow down to yourself. Bow to selfless self. The body is not your identity. Bow to that through which you know yourself. There is no difference between the master and the disciple. Be with you. Uncover your strength. We all have so many questions, thousands of questions. Why are these questions overcrowding your mind? Because the mind is rebellious. The crooked mind is rebelling against you, pinching and pricking you, stinging you all the time. The mind is a crazy mind. It is very crazy and causes a lot of havoc and confusion. Yet, it has no independent identity of its own. You are supplying power to the mind. The mind cannot function without your energy. The mind, the ego, and the intellect are concepts that appeared upon your presence. They have set up home in the body form. Prior to body-based knowledge, there was no mind, no ego, and no intellect. When the body expires, they will not be there either. Nothing will dissolve back into nothing. There is no need for you to make any special effort using the mind. In order to know yourself, identify yourself. Just identify your unidentified identity. For the purpose of identification and to attain perfection, absorb the knowledge that the Master is conveying and meditate. Meditate until you have conviction. In what way is Brahma knowledge, Atma knowledge, helpful to us? How is it useful? It is useful because it reminds us of our forgotten identity. As long as you consider yourself to be the body form, you will continue to be swamped by concepts. As long as you're measuring yourself in the body form, these concepts will keep on attacking you. Be as you were prior to beingness. There was nothing there. When you leave the body, there will be nothing there. Prior to beingness, you did not know yourself. Everything that you're experiencing during this span of physical knowledge, body-based knowledge, is illusion. You do not know who you are. You have many questions because you consider yourself to be somebody, an individual, a separate entity. You should not have any questions at all. It is only because we mistakenly consider ourselves to be body forms that these concepts and questions arise. The questions keep flowing, endless questions. When you know that you are not the body form, questions will finally dry up. Everything is illusion, including you and I. To establish the reality that your ultimate truth, a process of meditation, spiritual knowledge, and Nam Mantra is recommended. Meditation, Nam Mantra, spirituality, spiritual knowledge, a master, these are all needed to bring about spontaneous conviction. The invisible listener, the invisible presence within you, is ultimate truth, final truth. It has been referred to as Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God, Master, etc. The name is irrelevant because that which you are is nameless. Respect yourself. Your presence is invaluable. You're not respecting your invaluable presence. Instead, you're giving respect to the illusory concepts, holding on to them and protecting them. In fact, you become a victim of all your illusory concepts. What is the remedy? It is simple. Just have the courage to accept reality. Reality is not separate from you. Ultimate truth is not separate from you. Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God, or the Master are not separate from you. But in order for this knowledge to be absorbed within you, in order for you to have the conviction that I am formless, then meditation is essential. The fact is that you are formless. The logical development of this is that there is no birth or death. There is nothing to worry about. We are talking about the unborn child. You are unborn, formless. Therefore, why worry about the fate of the unborn child? Spontaneous peacefulness will be yours after conviction. This is straight knowledge, direct knowledge. I'm showing you the whole picture. Here, we are not playing any power games of hide and seek. The Master is not interested in gathering disciples. The Master is only interested in reigniting the flame of your inner Master. All you need is to muster up the courage to accept your reality and to know sincerely and wholeheartedly that I am that. The human body offers you a golden opportunity through which you can listen to your true story and be reminded of your forgotten identity. Listen carefully, engrave reality within, and enjoy life. All your questions arise from the body form. You are formless. There were no questions prior to beingness. There will be no questions after beingness. When you know reality, the questions will evaporate.